Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to another episode of the TalkSport Daily podcast. We begin with Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea reaching the final of the Carabao Cup. It was at the expense of Antonio Conte's Tottenham. This is how it sounded live on TalkSport.
Chelsea are at Wembley. They have beaten Tottenham in a cup semi-final yet again.
We were better in the first leg than today. Like I said, I was very happy with the start and we went 1-0 up, but we had it in our hands to decide it absolutely with a second goal, or at least to control the game more in the opponent's half. But we were not sharp enough throughout the whole match. Over the two legs, we are well-deserved winners. But for today, the performance was an okay performance.
There's a belief, there's a confidence watching them. The one thing Chelsea, they've got a team that are more, as we've seen, more than capable of competing and winning the big major trophies. Spurs are some distance off that.
I'm disappointed. Shocking performance again from Spurs. Offered nothing, especially in the first half. Got totally outclassed. Goalkeeper lets us down. Rudiger scores.
And it's in off the underside of the bar. Chelsea lead. And it's Antonio Rudiger that has got the goal that surely takes them to Wembley.
It's Real Madrid, Newcastle, Leeds and Spurs centre-back Mr. Jonathan Woodgate is alongside me.
I thought it was always going to be tough against Chelsea. Always going to be tough. When I saw Lloris wasn't in goal, then I thought to myself, what they're going for here? When your main keeper's not in goal, there was a massive gulf in quality, really. And if you look at the Chelsea squad and the subs that they made, yeah. Ziyech comes on for Mount, Alonso for Werner, Thiago Silva comes on for Christensen. But then you look at the Spurs squad, it's a different ball game between... No, of course it's not. But they have a world-class manager in Antonio Conte.
I think after the two legs and Chelsea deserved to reach the final. For sure, I think that today we deserved much more. I think the final result was unfair. And because we created many chances to score, and the final result could be different tonight.
If you looked at that back three tonight, I honestly believe they are championship players. Ben Davis, not good enough. Tanganga, yep. Definitely not good enough. Really weak. He's a right back. He is not a centre back.
Yep.
And Davinson Sanchez is a better player when he's got Dyer alongside him. He looks lost when he hasn't and doesn't really have a clue.
He dropped his World Cup winning captain for our biggest game of the season. I'm telling you, the bloke's a clown. I am so unimpressed with what I've seen in the last three games. And he can moan all he likes. He knows full well what squad we had at Spurs.
Let me tell you now, right? Antonio Conte is the best manager you will ever have. The best manager by far. I'm telling you now, he is a top, top manager. And if he's given the money, he will get you to where you want to be. At the minute, he's got a few injuries and he's playing how he wants to play. What else could he do differently?
Honestly, I'm a bit annoyed to speak always the same stuff. Now, I don't answer this question because I repeat. I spoke once and twice, third time, and then to tell always the same thing I don't like.
He looks defeated. We even said, watching the game, he's not the same on the side as he was when he first come in. He looks like he's lost a bit of sort of, I wouldn't say interest, but he's lost that sort of passion a little bit because he's looking at the side and he's thinking, what chance have I got? Plan having to play Doherty left wing back again. I look at Chelsea, and as much as we want that rivalry there, we're a million miles away from them and what they offer.
Do you know what I think, right? Conte wants to go to United, mate. He's thrown his toys at the pram. He wants United job.
Do you think?
Yeah,
he
doesn't look happy at all, does he?
Because he's seen the big job at United.
And here's the reaction to David Moyes' West Ham beating Dean Smith's Norwich 2-0 in the Premier League, largely thanks to one man.
No offside against Jarrod Bowen. He touched it home. He'll claim the goal. He's had a good night. Scored two, hit the bar, hit the post. West Ham are home and hosed. West Ham 2, Norwich 0.
I'm glad it's not my choice. You know, it's Gareth who makes the decision, and he's Gareth's picked really well over the last few years, that's for sure. So I think he's knocking on the door because he's beginning to score. He's getting assists. But the competition to get an England team, especially in those wide areas, there's incredible competition for those places there. When you know Sancho, Grealish, too often, you know, Rashford might play out wide, Sterling could play out wide. So it's a really difficult job to try and get in the team. But I'll tell you what, he's doing a great job for West Ham, yeah. And that's what I'm interested in.
We get battered from pillar to post at times. You know, a lot of people outside of Norfolk, yet we're still only 3 points away from safety. While there's a battle, we'll keep battling. And as I say, I thought our performance today was a lot better than it has been, but we got beat by a better team.
Now, Mohamed Salah insists he's not looking to break the bank as he opened up on his contract standoff with Liverpool in an interview with GQ. Simon Jordan says it makes sense for Liverpool to cough up what Salah's asking for.
If he wants 400 grand a week, which we all know is an absolute effrontery in real world terms, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to pay Kevin De Bruyne 400 grand a week, and he's negotiated it himself and was quite happy for the world to know that, what is the value to Salah? What is the replacement cost for Salah? You go and let Salah's contract run down, which is what's going to happen. He's going to go for free. He's going to get his money somewhere else because someone else is going to get that contract value and pay him that money. And you're going to have to pay 100 million to get someone in. It makes no sense. It's horrible, and it has a knock-on effect to everybody else in the dressing room, because if he gets that money, the next guy behind him is going to want something vaguely resembling what he thinks is relevant to his value. But the Salah is so valuable to Liverpool. It's a balance between giving him what he wants and giving in to him, or finding a compromise which is bearable. If you don't give Salah what he wants, you're in a jeopardy of a player being able to do, which is perfectly legitimate, not nice, but perfectly legitimate, run his contract down, go on a free, and then find all that money somewhere else. So he's going to get it. And in the market that we're living in, as much as you may not like it, this is the price that you pay for a £100 million footballer's wages that scores 25, 30 goals a season.
On to the Reds boss Jurgen Klopp, now ahead of the Carabao Cup semi-final first leg against Arsenal, which is live on TalkSport tonight. He insists that no one should worry about the time it's taking to renew Salah's contract.
And he scored another tremendous goal. Mohamed Salah is in a magnificent moment.
I'm very positive about it, but I don't think it makes sense that you speak on behalf of the fans, because I'm pretty sure the fans are not as nervous as you are. They know the club pretty long and know the people dealing here with the different things pretty long. So I think enough reason for being positive, but as long as it's not done, nothing is. We can't say anything about it, but good conversations. That's what I can say.
Ahead of the clash with Liverpool tonight, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta believes they can still attract the best players, even though they're not in Europe this season. He wasn't keen, though, to comment on speculation linking them with Fiorentina striker Dusan Vlahovic, but he did have this to say on the club's pulling power.
Historically, this club has always been targeting the best players in the world, and the best players in the world, they were always interested to come here. I can say that situation hasn't changed. So every time I have spoken to any player, they were so willing to come. I haven't faced any other situation. And that's one of our biggest powers, and our capacity to get the attention of people to come and join our club is something that is a big advantage for us.
On to Manchester United, and as the fallout continues on Marcus Rashford's poor form recently, the former Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor defended the England forward. But first, we'll hear from ex-Borough boss Neil Warnock and his advice for the manager at Old Trafford, Ralf Rangnick.
I cannot believe what I've just seen. Marcus Rashford, he turns his body away from the Aston Villa goal before Martinez has actually picked the ball up.
For me,
It's more of an arm round and an office job, isn't it? With a cup of tea and that. It's not his physical aspect. It's just, it looks like everything in life is against him at the minute. I mean, if you're a manager, you should have your finger on the pulse. You can tell he's not happy. You can tell he's not doing this, not doing that. So you've got to get him on one side and find out.
I think with Marcus Rashford, maybe there's something going on at home, family, friends that we don't know, because every week he's not going to be sulking. Fair enough if you're not starting and you come on, but he started against Aston Villa and it wasn't Marcus Rashford. It was like someone else was in his body.
I'm sorry, I'm not Manchester United manager or anything like that, but I can see when somebody is having a bad time. Marcus Rashford.
Sometimes as a footballer, we forget that football fans and pundits, we forget that footballers are normal people.
Yeah.
Just because they're footballers doesn't mean you can put whatever happens in your personal life to one side and you can play amazing every week. I went through it at Villa. I had personal problems and fans didn't know that. It affected my game. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't myself. And I think Rashford, there's something going on off the field.
You cannot coach players who do not want to be coached. That's how I see this Manchester United bunch of players right now. They were terrible.
The team at the moment, it looks like they all look after themselves. There's nobody to, like you said, there's nobody that gets all, I know Harry's a captain, but even himself, I think he needs help at times. So I think they've got a major problem, me, at the moment. Hey, they've got my old team in next round, and I wouldn't swap any of their defence for my back three or their back three at Middlesbrough. You know, Dale Fry, Dick Steele and Paddy McNair. I think they're better than Man United.
Newcastle United need a striker and Chris Wood has undergone a medical at the club as he finalises personal terms for a move from Burnley. Simon Jordan believes it's a good signing for the Magpies.
If you look at his goal-scoring record for Leeds, OK, albeit Championship, it was 1-2. If you look at his goal-scoring record at Burnley, which is a team which isn't a prolific goal-scoring team, which isn't set up to score lots of goals, he's got 1-3. I think, as a leader of the line, as an honest, an Antipodean player that plays with a very honest way, I think he's actually not a bad signing. I think he'll do a job, especially if they're going to put balls in the box and they're going to play a certain way and get people on the ball that can deliver balls to him. I think it's a decent signing.
Chris Wood, when he heard the news from his agent, probably thought he was joking. He's got 3 Premier League goals this season, 30 years old, a club who has $300 billion worth from their owners. Mm-hmm. I think it's a strange signing. I feel that there was talk of Aubameyang, there was talk of all these superstars, and they've gone and got a striker who scores 3 goals. For me, it's very, very strange, and if I'm a Newcastle fan, I want more.
So with Wood set for the exit door at Turf Moor, who could come into Burnley and possibly get the goals to keep them in the Premier League? Former Sunderland striker Darren Bent thinks that Jermaine Defoe would be a great signing for Burnley after his release from Rangers, even if he is a ripe old age of 39.
Defoe! England lead! England have a goal!
Get it, he probably wouldn't go there now, but he's just left Rangers on a free.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, it's Defoe. Now, he's still fit as anybody. Now, I get it, Newcastle can't get him because he won't go there because of the Sunderland connection. But on a free, he could score goals for somebody.
Yeah.
Still, even at the age that he's at now, what is he, 30, 39, keeps himself in tremendous shape and he's on a free. Mate, he ain't got to start every game. Bring him off the bench. He will get goals as well. So maybe Chris would go to Newcastle. Maybe Burnley could get him on a free.
Well, thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. From 7pm tonight, it's Liverpool versus Arsenal, the Carabao Cup semi-final first leg, and you can hear it live on TalkSport, presented by the main man, Mr. Adrian Durham. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.